Hey, it's getting pretty dark out. Are you sure you don't want to just spend the night? I mean, I don't feel right making my best friend drive out so far when it's this late. The roads are just a little bit confusing to navigate, especially when the streetlights are so dim. Oh, come on. I promise I don't mind. And my parents won't either. Well, they've known you for over a decade, silly. And trust me, they absolutely adore you. So, come on. You can wear one of my shirts to sleep. I guess this is when shopping in the men's clothing section comes in handy. You can use my shower, freshen up, and I'll be here when you come out. Don't be shy to ask for anything you need, okay? That's the spirit. I'll just be in my room. Come in whenever you're finished, okay? Aww, look at you! Your hair looks so cute when it's all wet like that. Oh, did you use my shampoo and conditioner too? Oh, I can tell. You smell just like vanilla and peaches. My favorite. Hey! Now where do you think you're going? No. You're not sleeping in the living room, Goober. Do you really think I'm going to let you cram your tall self into the tiny little couch? No. You're going to sleep right next to me. Just like old times. You know, back when we were little kids. Oh, come on. I just don't want you waking up with a naked back. See? There's nothing to be shy about. It's just me, remember? God, I can't even think of the last time we were even in the same bed together. That must have been, what, sixth grade? Here's an extra blanket in case you get cold. I promise it's not weird or anything. Having you sleep over, I mean. Even if you're a boy. We've known each other for so long, it's like I know you like the back of my hand at this point. So, now that you're here, I've been meaning to ask you for some advice. Well, let's just say, hypothetically, you're me, and you have a crush on this guy. I know. It's hard to believe me being all sappy over some boy, but hear me out, okay? This boy, he's different. He's sweet and kind, and on top of being oh so handsome. And I've already gotten to know him so well. From his favorite food to the songs he listens to every day. You know, deep down in your heart, there could be a chance for both of you. But You don't want to risk anything for your feelings. And yet, you don't want to let the chance slip away either. So, hypothetically, if you were me, what would you do? Really? You really think so? I should just go up to him and tell him how I really feel, right? Well, here goes nothing, I guess. I have a crush on you, okay? I have been in love with you for as long as I can ever remember. And before you say anything, just know that I understand if you don't feel the same way. Wait. Wait, what? Did I hear that right? You feel the same way too? I can't believe it. All these years of watching from afar, secretly wanting to tell you, but never having the courage. I guess I was just afraid of what you would say. So, I guess this means you're my boyfriend now, right? Oh, it feels so strange to say that, but in the best possible way. This is like a dream. Oh God, who would have thought? Me and you, partners in crime, friends since basically birth. Now, our boyfriend and girlfriend. Oh, don't worry. It's all so new to me too. We'll take it slow. It's okay if you make mistakes. We'll make them together. And if our friendship taught me anything, it's that me and you will always work through it, no matter what. I love you so much, boyfriend.